breakthrough. Healthy vegan food has been constructed in the lab, finally. Constructed in the laboratory, they used only 957 chemicals. Welcome to On the Edge. It says here that Barron Trump is trying to blend in and be normal on campus. He put his knees in his shoes. He's walking around, so he's decreased his height by about 3 feet. A Christian couple are praying. I mean, really hard. They're praying that their kid throws up so they can avoid hosting a small group tonight. Yeah, I can understand that. Let's look into 10 suspicious names. Oh, and by the way, Zelensky has been invited to the end of war talks. He just has to sit at the kids' table. I posted that over at Theo in Exington on Facebook. Okay, these are 10 suspicious names still on Social Security rolls. Elvis Presley. Yeah, the king's been dead for nearly half a century. By the way, Elon Musk is cruelly, cruelly cut off a bunch of Revolutionary War veterans. Took them off of Social Security. Vladimir Zelensky, Doge reportedly has yet to find a pie this guy doesn't have a finger in. Yeah. And, of course, Seymour Butts. Wait a minute. We're not sure this is a real name. Yeah. These are names that are on Social Security register, according to Babylon Bee. George Washington. He was a great American, but come on, man. We're not sure he needs Social Security check. Mitch McConnell, considering he passed away in 2017, he shouldn't be on the list. Leroy Jenkins, he never even existed. John Lennon, hogging the money from the surviving Beatles, just like the old days. Barack Hussein Obama, this man isn't even eligible, as he wasn't born in the United States and isn't even a real citizen. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Clarification is needed as to whether the Force ghosts can legally cash Social Security checks. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Everyone knows she died January 6, 2021, right? We all know that. I love Babylon Bee. These guys are so good. So good. You can't deny it. They're fabulous. Really good. Good sense of humor. But what's really good about them is they stone cold nail it in a realistic sense. Disney abandoning DEI. Here are 10 changes they will make. I think I started this one yesterday. Mickey and Minnie are going to be forced to finally get married, stop living in sin. Racism will be added back into Splash Mountain Ride. Oh, that's a plus. Donald Duck will be required to wear pants. What? No way, man. The new Snow White movie will replace Rachel Zegler with conservative superstar James Woods. You know, they should get a white girl for that. Now, she might be white. I don't know. I can't tell. When you look at this girl and tell me, Rachel Zegler, they need a stone cold white as snow, as in Snow White girl, wouldn't you say? Yeah, they don't have one. No, they got, I don't know what that chick is. I don't know if she's white or black or Indian or what. She could be white. I don't know. She just has a very exotic look about her. You got to make sure they get an exotic look because they don't want to be accused of, man, you are discriminating against exotic look people. You got a white girl in there. Pocahontas is going to get a job as a greeter at the casino. Yeah, old classic cartoon Mickey joins the Luftwaffe and will return to Disney. Mickey joins the Luftwaffe. I like that. Yeah, the whole Disney thing. Have you ever seen, what is it, Song of the South? I've got the original thing on a VHS tape from way back when. This is the original. This goes way back. I think Little Black Sambo's in there. Who else is in there? A whole bunch of stuff like that. Yeah. All the animatronic presidents at Disneyland will now be programmed by to do the Trump dance. That makes sense. At Disneyland, for real. Would that be funny? That'd be funny as hell. The entire Peter Pan movie will now be just them singing What Makes the Red Man Red. I don't get that one, but Pride Rock will be bulldozed for a big, beautiful oil well. This is going back and making a Disney right again. The movies will be good again. Ha, just kidding. Probably not. Yeah, right. As if the Disney movies would ever be good again. I don't think so. So anyway, Babylon Bee with their lists. They never stop. I wonder how many people actually work at Babylon Bee that come in and write every day, sit down and write. Because these guys are unbelievable. They should be getting massive Christmas bonuses. Delta adds a little hanging tennis ball at the end of the runway for female pilots. Well, that makes sense. Oh, you want to survive flying? Here's 10 ways. Let's look at this one. If you want to survive flying, these are 10 ways to do it. Aren't you glad you tuned in today? Yeah, hard-hitting action. Let the chips fall where they may. That's what we do here. Now, I've done a whole bunch of current event stuff, and I've also commented on much of it and posted much of it on Theater One Exington on Facebook. So right now, we're fooling around. Here's how to fly safely. It says avoid flying Delta, United, American, Southwest, and Alaska. Strangely, Spirit should be totally fine. Yeah, there you go. Number two, log as many hours on Microsoft Flight Simulator 98 as possible before your trip. Number three, make sure the pilot is a middle-aged retired fighter pilot named Chuck. Amen. What, and preferably, he should have a mustache. Where are those guys? Number four, sew together 100 hot towels to form a parachute. That one's stupid. I would have edited that one out had I been on the writing team. Number five, bring your mom so she can put her arm around over your chest like a seatbelt if the plane stops suddenly. That works. Magic. Moms, you should do that. Number six, sit between two morbidly obese passengers for cushioning. Yeah, and then sink back so that they completely envelop you upon impact. Yeah. Number seven, poke your head into the cockpit. Remind the flight crew to check if the wings are still attached. Have you tried poking your head in the cockpit? You don't do that no more. You even attempt that, you're in big-ass trouble. Travel by Chinese rickshaw instead. Yeah, that keep you safe. Practice jumping so you can jump off the airplane floor right before crash and avoid 100% of the impact. That one makes the most sense of all of them. Is it, you know, jump up in the air as it comes down. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? I don't think the physics works out, but it certainly is something you might want to consider. So there you have it, Babylon Bee. These guys I never get tired of these guys. What else is going on here? I told you about that. A men's group text enacts formal bylaws banning exclamation points and heart emojis. That I totally support and subscribe to. Knock it off. Okay, back into real stuff here. I shared with you that Biden gave 919 people access to the Internal Revenue Service, like the Doge team is doing with just one guy, and everybody's freaking out. Well, that's because the guy that the Biden administration, the people they give him access to, were helping game the system and, of course, lay in, etched in stone, the corruption. I'm probably cutting the checks for these guys. You're on the edge. We'll be right back. I'm supposed to start some music here. There we go. Looks like we're going to come out and get slammed again. We are right now.